B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And good morning. It's 5:40. We are live today from Universal Orlando Resort in their incredible broadcast facility here. This is really nice.
Oh,
right?
It's awesome.
I mean, you get Fig Newtons.
I noticed. Did you have one already?
Yeah, that was mine.
Oh, okay.
You can have the other half.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, just, you know, I want to start slow in the morning. But anyway, so if you're on Facebook, hi, good morning out there, guys. What a fun day we had yesterday. We just flew in. Now, you guys got here Saturday.
Yeah, you flew in.
I flew in Sunday from a wedding, so I can't get into it. But anyway, this was better than the wedding, just for the record.
Oh, yeah.
The food was better. The guests were nicer.
I hope your friend is listening.
Oh, they're not. They're on their honeymoon, I would like to think. Anyway. But we had a great day yesterday. We've had an incredible tour.
It was awesome.
All kinds of rides.
Yep.
Well, Brian and I did some rides.
We did rides.
I did some rides. I just don't do the ones that make me feel like I'm going to, I don't know. I don't like fast things.
You know, but that go backwards.
Yeah, I as soon as Bob got here, I said, hey, let's go ride the Hulk.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
that
was,
he gave me no time to think.
I know,
that's right.
I got in 20,000 steps yesterday.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
For someone who stood around watching us do rides. That's really
cool. I paced.
I'm kidding. No, but it was great here yesterday. But we're here for a good reason. That's to give you guys a chance to win a trip a day to Universal Orlando Resort. We got flights provided by Spirit Airlines, accommodations at the new Universal's Endless Summer Resort, which is amazing, the Surfside Inn and Suites. Okay, so it's going to be very easy. Just after 9 o'clock, we'll give you a cue to call. No hoops, no secret words, no secret songs.
Just perfect.
Just all you got to do is call in and win. So I'll be listening just after 9 o'clock, your chance to win one of these incredible studio tours. I mean, tours, you know, getaways. We got the studio.
It's a vacation.
It's a vacation.
Yes, I think it's four, let me get this right, 4 days, 3 nights.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound
perfect.
Good? How about that for you and the fam?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the details are at WROR.com. Check it out.
Thank you, Brian Bell. All right, it is 5:42. It's 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more,
105.7 WROR.
Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
We're live today from Universal Orlando Resort. These three cool things are going to be about Universal, okay?
Yeah.
What we did yesterday that we thought was super cool, and you could be doing it too. It's brought to you by Sun & Ski Sports. The biggest ski and snowboard sale in New England is this weekend. It's the fifth annual Sun & Ski Sports First Tracks and Ski Sale. Save up to 50% off skis, snowboards, and winter apparel, and up to 70% off accessories. Shop the first track sale at Sun & Ski Sports Pembroke. Okay, let's go around the room, LBF. What did you think was very cool yesterday?
Okay, well, my favorite ride, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. It's the original ride. That's what I love about it. And
that was your favorite?
Yeah, because it goes it goes upside down and not upside down.
And you don't
like,
really like rides.
You're I don't love rides. I don't like a drop. A drop freaks me out. So this doesn't drop. Also, it's a virtual reality thing. So if you get a little like motion sickness or you feel. You close your eyes, and it's fine.
That's all you do. You know, it's funny because you're not, admittedly not a big ride person.
Yeah, not roller coasters.
Roller coasters.
Yes.
You like the gentle rides.
I like.
Right. But this was good.
I like the carousel.
Yeah.
That's the jam.
Kids rides are good.
Are you okay with the ponies going up and
down? Yeah, I get a little nervous.
They go down, and they come back up. So that was your favorite.
That was my favorite. So it's just a classic one, and I love it.
All right, so if you win one of these trips, you got to do that one. Brian, what was your favorite ride?
Well, you know, I had a favorite coming down, which was the Hulk. But a new ride opened in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. They do such great Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
It's a must-see if you've got a kid who's into the Harry Potter stuff, or if you're an adult who's into the Harry Potter. There are plenty of those around.
Yeah.
New ride is Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure, and you actually ride Hagrid's bike. So you're on a motorcycle, and then someone sits in the sidecar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's an amazing ride. It was, it's now my favorite ride here.
Yeah.
Because you're
we
riding.
We went on with you.
Yeah.
It was great. LBF watched our stuff.
Yeah.
She watched my granddaughter,
that
which was
nice.
Part yeah,
of
she day. Did.
Because you basically ride this through the Forbidden Forest, and it's the longest roller coaster in Florida. It's almost a mile long.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Doing, you know, all yeah. these turns and twists, and you see.
You loved it.
Oh, it was great.
You go fast, too, right?
My wife, Carolyn, was down here. We got her on it.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. You know, usually after you do a ride, you think, okay, I've got it. It was good. It was good. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
She was not that at all.
No,
she was
no,
like,
not at all.
I can't believe you made me do it. But, you know, it, to each his own. But LBF, you did watch Carolina.
I did, and I was so happy.
Yeah, you seemed very
I really was. I felt like
I watched the baby.
You were on baby watch. So that's fun. The whole fun for the whole family. Yeah, my daughter and her baby came and just did some of the fun stuff you can do as a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched Caroline while that was going on. And so as soon as I showed up, Brian.
This was great.
Says, hey, we're doing Hulk. And I'm thinking, well, I just basically got to the resort. Like, yeah. Oh, Hulk? Okay. No time to think. That's the best way. So he got me on. He goes, oh, by the way, we're front row. Front row for yeah. the Hulk. Now,
whoa.
The Hulk goes 67 miles an hour.
It is amazing.
Oh,
it is,
my God.
Okay, so what's cool about it? I know. And that's not my thing. Like you said, it's not my jam.
Okay.
But when you're done, it's a moment of conquest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have that, and I'm missing it.
You don't have that. And you don't have the conquest gene. Yeah.
You know who else had that?
Who?
The 10-year-old girl sitting next to us.
Yeah, yeah. She conquered at 10.
Are you saying a 10-year-old is braver than I am?
No. We're saying you be yeah. you.
There's yep. something yes. for everybody at
That's
Universal.
Right.
That's the thing. People who want to go 67 miles per hour, and for people who want to watch babies.
That's it. So you can do it all. All right, that's why we're here.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson along with LBF and Brian broadcasting live from the Universal Orlando Resort. Beautiful Orlando, Florida. Your chance to win a nice 4-day, 3-night getaway right here. You're going to stay at a beautiful one of our amazing resorts here, the Surfside.
Yes, it's awesome.
Yes.
It's beautiful down here.
We had a lot of fun. We watched, after all the crazy rides we did. And LBF, how many steps you get in?
20,000 steps.
20,000
steps. Isn't that awesome?
You were so proud
of that. I feel like I
could
eat a cake.
Yeah, I think we did after anyway.
Well, a whole cake.
Well, we tried some nachos, but yeah. You said no. So after the incredible day, there's really cool sports bars to go to and
yep.
other bars. So we watched the Patriots beat the Browns in that nasty weather.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Poolside, it just
yeah, I felt really yeah. bad. Felt
bad.
Guilty.
It was so hot.
Yeah. But congratulations to the hoodie, Coach Belichick, for his 300th win.
300 wins.
Did he get cake?
He got cake and champagne. I saw pictures on the social media.
Was he happy?
He has a slight smile.
A slight.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that guy's teeth.
Wow, good
but,
point.
Yeah, like he just has that kind of little go. Like it's kind of
yeah.
going up.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's
like
a twitch.
It might hurt to do it.
It's the creepiest thing in the world when he smiles.
Like,
oh,
God,
I don't think we
want him smiling just once at,
yeah.
after the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Get it over with. And his son, Steve, they kept on showing him. He's the same way.
Really?
Super intense.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it pans out.
It
300
did.
Wins.
Yeah, right.
He's doing something
so that's
right.
Awesome. So congrats to the Pats and Coach Belichick for the 300th win. I think he's only behind like two legends, Shula, and God, I forget who the other guy is, but yeah, he'll get by him eventually.
I bet.
Maybe
I bet
soon.
He will.
Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Live from the Universal Orlando Resort, it is Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Subway.
Okay, why Lori Loughlin is kicking herself right now, but first I want to talk about Ben Affleck's kind of lousy weekend.
Oh boy.
So last week we talked about how Ben Affleck was using a dating app, and on Saturday on his Insta, he admitted that he is dating. He said he looped it together with having people make a donation to an addiction recovery charity. and then sort of admitted that he was dating. But then, unfortunately, later that night, he was spotted leaving a Halloween party with a young woman. He was wearing a skull mask, and he was visibly drunk, like just swaying. And
where was this?
This was in Hollywood.
Okay.
And at one point, he had to hold on to the back of a car to keep from falling. And then he was spotted the next day heading to his ex-wife Jennifer Garner's house and was looking much better. He said to TMZ, he said, "You know what happens, just slipped, but I'm not going to let it derail me." Now, Ben Affleck's struggle with alcohol has been, you know, in the news all the time. I feel really bad for him. Like, you know, this is hard. He last year, he entered rehab for the third time and completed a 40-day stay. Yeah. He said, battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. And you can see it is. And I feel bad for Ben because, you know, he had slipped up. And, you know, the paparazzi are all around. He doesn't get to do it, like, alone and try to figure it out
TMZ's
himself.
TMZ's waiting out front.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. And it's like, you know.
They get a tip, and there they are.
So it just kind of bums me out for him. I hope that he.
It's funny, because this last week we were talking about how, you know, it would have been great for him to get back together with Jennifer because she's so cool, you know.
I think that their marriage didn't work, but I think they obviously have a great relationship because he's
got a long way to go before it, right.
But anyway, hope that all turns out okay. I love Jennifer Garner, by the way. I was watching the TMZ video. Yeah. Even, like, the front of her house is perfect.
Yeah. Do you have a Capital One card?
I do. Because of her. Okay. I do.
That's what's in your wallet.
Why is Lori Loughlin kicking herself?
Yeah.
Well, Felicity Huffman was released from prison on Friday. Her two-week sentence was supposed to end yesterday, but the prison has a policy of letting people out on Friday if they're scheduled for a release over the weekend. Wow!
She got out 11 days.
Yep, 11 days.
Didn't even get a chance to get in shape. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God. She did.
She.
I know that you have a point when people spend a long time in jail.
30 days. You can get really in great shape.
It's really nice that prison doesn't want to ruin your weekend.
Yeah. I know. Right? Isn't that the funniest thing? Don't let us do that.
Yeah,
like,
you can keep your Saturday night plans.
Right.
So Lori Loughlin didn't take the deal, and she's going to go to trial, which was really just not the greatest
idea. She should have taken the deal. It's too late now, right? Are we sure? We need a lawyer to let us know.
It feels like it's too late. But I hear that Lori Loughlin is a bad person.
Ooh.
So I follow somebody on Twitter who knows Lori Loughlin. She's a child actress. Mm-hmm. And she said that she's the biggest waste of carbon since New Coke.
What?
Yes. Wow. And followed up with a story that said she was on set and she was talking about
personal.
John Stamos and her. The babies, and they had cast this particular babies, and she screamed, "That's ugly babies. Do you think John and I would have ugly babies?"
Oh, my God. All right, then that's it. Wow. Hard time for her.
Right?
Wow. Lori
Loughlin. There you go. Does everyone feel better now?
I do. Oh, I feel better. Thank you, LBF. Right. That's great. This is good. Very therapeutic today. Yeah. We had our suspicions, but now we know.
All right.
Not nice.
Not nice person.
All right, 6:48. Yeah, we're live today. From Universal Land Rover Reserve, broadcasting in a really cool studio here. This is really awesome. We get used to it. Mm-hmm. Not just a catered breakfast, but, you know, just the atmosphere. It's fun.
Well, I'm hungry.
And we're going to I smell bacon. Coming up just after 9 o'clock, we're going to give you and somebody you want to take with on a great vacation. That's going to be right here after 9 o'clock. Listen for the cue to call for the Vacation a Day giveaway. It's 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes, we're live from Universal Orlando Resort. They've got an amazing studio here in this awesome part of Universal. This is the, you know, like this, the throwback old town look
to
it.
Yeah, like Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Like there's
film sets where they would actually, you know, back in the day kind of film what movie sets were really like. So cool here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in the Minions studio.
Ah, yeah.
Nice. Oh, no. That's
he's been waiting for
because we have a fart gun.
Yes.
We haven't heard the fart gun yet, Brian.
Can we not?
Yeah, that's good. I like it. You said you liked the gun.
Well, my nephew loves it.
He's
little. Yeah. Not an adult.
You liked it the first time Brian hit it. It was the next 40 that was kind of after
exactly.
a while. You
know?
Its effectiveness wears off.
Yeah.
So we're live here because after 9 o'clock, we're going to give you guys a chance to win a trip, a Vacation a Day giveaway all this week, all next week. We'll give you a cue to call. So today, we'll do it just after 9 o'clock. Be listening for the cue to call details at ROR.com. It was great because you guys finally, we've been doing the show since early July, mm-hmm. finally got a chance to meet my wife.
Yeah.
Carolyn. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. She was, she came, what, Brian?
Yeah, she's no, very nice.
Okay, good.
She almost seems a little too nice for you.
Well, I was waiting. I mean,
she's really a nice lady.
Nice person. She liked LBF.
Yeah.
She
okay,
really
good.
Did. She thought, LBF, boy, now that's a fun lady right there. Now, who's the other guy? I can't. No, she loved you guys. And you got to meet my daughter and our new baby granddaughter, Caroline. And you I actually know. Babysat for a brief
minutes.
Minute. Yeah.
She trusted me with her 7-month-old baby, mm-hmm. which I took very seriously.
You did.
Because I know what it's like to be a mom and be like, oh, my God. She's lucky, though, because I would be the person to steal that baby. She was
okay.
so cute. But I was, like, weighing it. I'm like, I really like these people. I don't want to ruin their lives.
Yep.
Okay.
And, like you said, she'll be a toddler someday.
Yes, and, exactly. Yeah, and yeah. then I was like, yeah, and then she's going to grow up. Nope, she never. Beautiful,
that was a lot,
beautiful,
though.
Girl.
Thank you. It was a lot for Nicole, my daughter, to leave the baby
yeah,
with you.
Somebody who just she just
well, she
met.
Felt good about you though.
Well, that's I
yeah.
felt really happy about that.
That's
because,
good.
I mean, if she didn't, she would have been like, no, I'm not going to do the ride, mm. and I would have been like,
well,
rats.
No, we did not you. No,
but
no,
we Brian.
Did. Yeah, Brian was not going to watch the baby at all.
No, I'm doing all the rides.
Distracted.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I left my kids at home.
But we did your favorite ride, Brian, right? The Hagrid. That was amazing.
Hagrid's.
Yeah.
Oh, it just opened in June. Mm. The Hagrid's Motorbike. Where is it? Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. That's the official
awesome.
Name. And you ride his motorcycle yeah. and sidecar.
It's an outside yeah. one.
You can either be the motorcycle or the sidecar.
Yeah.
And we were on the motorcycles.
Because I wanted to ride. I missed riding a motorcycle.
Did and it feel like it?
Just as thrilling.
That's
it's
awesome.
Almost a mile long. It goes so fast. You go through the you know enchanted forest, and it's unbelievable.
You almost convinced me to get in the sidecar. But the only kind of sidecars I like are the train.
Yeah, yeah. That's why my wife liked you, actually. She's like, this girl's fun. We can hang out. So, no, it was a great day. So, again, we're here to give you guys a chance to win. So, just after 9, it would make it super you to call, right?
It's so great here because there really is something for everyone. You know, mm-hmm. like, if you're like me and you don't want to go on all the roller coaster things, there are other rides that are so fun and... You know, there's always somebody to watch a baby, hold your stuff.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're right. There's every level
yeah,
of,
yeah.
There's, you know, for the kids, there's the Seuss. So I forget
yep, that was my.
Did
I
you go to Seuss?
I love Seuss because it's very slow and easy on the stomach.
Yeah, that was it.
It's for children.
Yeah, I know.
That's for children.
Here's, it's like I'm Elf.
Yeah.
Hi!
Like, oh, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, excuse me.
You're too tall for this ride.
I've gotten that before, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sure. We're going to stop right there. All right, so be listening for your chance to win. Just after 9 o'clock, Trip for Two. It's from 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian broadcasting live from Universal Orlando Resort in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Today, man, it was hot yesterday. 91 degrees. And it was so weird.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, what? No 91. Wonder I was sweating so much.
Yeah, we were. And you had to keep drinking, too, right?
Oh, my God.
You
I
couldn't
had no
drink
idea.
Enough, right? Am I wrong?
I had a lot of water yesterday. I was
hydrated.
That
water?
Yes,
okay,
it was.
All right. So Halloween is this Thursday night.
You... I had no idea.
Yeah, you had no idea. It was 91 yesterday. Hi, LBF. Well, we told her to drink. Just keep drinking. You need to hydrate.
Yep.
Every bar in Universal. But no, that
there
was
a lot
fun.
Of them.
There are a lot of them. Hey, there's a petition on change.org with more than 150,000 signatures because people want to move Halloween to the permanent date of the last Saturday in October because the 31st just isn't working out. Now, that is not going to happen. The government hasn't moved, will not move. So the new plan... First of all, would you be in favor of that?
You know, I can understand it because I feel like everybody works.
Yeah.
Everybody's working and they don't get out of work until 5 or 6. And then, you know, by the time you get home, you got to change the kids. It's dark out, all that other stuff. I get it. I don't want it to happen because I really like celebrating October 31st.
Yeah,
but
it just
I
feels
get
like
it.
The end of October. And Brian?
Yeah, I feel like this isn't really... This is for the people who want to party a little bit more than... They're, they're trying to make it out for, like, the kids. But, I mean, really, we're going to go out trick-or-treating at, like, 5, 5.30. We're done before dark by 7.30,
8 o'clock. You're done. So then, if it won't work, they're going to try to change Halloween to be called the National Trick-or-Treat Day. Doesn't that sound fun for the family? Oh, it's National Trick-or-Treat Day.
Really?
That is so bad.
I don't like it.
No. So that's what they're doing the last Saturday in October. It's already been added to the National Day calendar.
Oh, you know, but, but there's a day for everything.
That's true.
I mean, like, it's probably Cauliflower Day today.
No, don't say that.
Yum.
Yum. But, yeah, so National Trick-or-Treat Day. I say nay.
So what
if it's on a Monday? The next year, it's what, a Tuesday?
That's I'm sick on Tuesday.
You'll be fine.
I don't know.
Well, here's the fear. If that were to happen, people would think, well, why not move Christmas to the last Saturday?
I know. We can, then
you can't do that.
Chaos and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Holidays are nuts. And I think it should just stay. I think it should stay.
I agree.
Might be inconvenient, but we can deal with
the
it.
The name stinks. National Trick-or-Treat Day. Mom, Dad, please. It's National Trick-or-Treat Day.
It's all those people that had to have their Halloween parties on October 26th this year.
Yeah, that's
right. It just ruined everything.
They do. Anyway, so we hope that goes nowhere fast. Anyway. All right, 51 degrees in Boston. Coming up, we have Dirty Laundry. LBF.
Okay, I have so much Real Housewives stuff going on that my head is going to explode.
Okay.
It's like the my weekend was just filled with it.
I'll get another bottle of Pinot for you.
Okay, great.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
We do. 7:46, Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's Live. You are live on Hollywood Boulevard.
I
Did
know.
You ever think you'd make it to Hollywood Boulevard
thought.
Doing dirt? This is real Hollywood dirt. Well, it's, you know, Universal Orlando.
That's
Hollywood
right.
Boulevard, but you made it, kid.
Thanks.
Yes.
I'm so excited, and I'm so excited to dish this dirt because...
Let's dish it.
It's kind of, well, it's a little sad. I'm not taking pleasure in anybody's divorce, but it is juicy. We've got two Real Housewives getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I have a little mention of Ben Affleck's lousy weekend.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Teresa
Giudice. We had the better weekend.
We did.
Yeah, sorry, Ben.
Teresa Giudice and her husband, Joe Giudice, were on Bravo last night talking to Andy Cohen. Now, she's a Real Housewife of New Jersey. She spent 11 months in jail for mail fraud. Kind of his fault. He spent 3 years in jail and was deported to Italy because he never became a citizen.
How'd they get mail fraud? I mean, the guy used to pay cash for everything.
He messed
but
up.
But that's what they got him on, mail fraud.
Up. And so when asked if they were going to stay together with him being in Italy, and Teresa's like, I don't see it working. But they're going to go, which is... And then they accused each other of cheating. And then Joe at one point said, I don't know, she might be too old for me at this point. Like, this is bananas.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's
and
over.
Andy just sat there.
Yeah, and he does that thing and he's like, really? Okay.
So he was, Joe was in Italy.
He's in Italy. He was deported.
He was linked up, satellite, and they were together?
No. She was at home.
No, but I mean, they were on the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
back
man.
And forth. Satellite.
That's good TV.
Yeah. It was good stuff. So the other one that was really not too surprising, but I was shocked it happened so quickly, Megan Edmonds and Jim Edmonds, who was the former baseball player, after 5 years of marriage, he filed for divorce on Friday. She has twins and a two-year-old, one-year-old twins and two-year-old with him, and he's a scumbag. I just want to say it.
But
first of all, he was mean to her on the show. He was dismissive. Honor, he was sexting some woman while she was having the twins.
Oh my god!
Like, I mean, is
Are
that
you serious?
Like, and apparently, he was having.
How'd you know that?
Because I know everything.
Well,
Bob. And
she was busy.
She and was apparently, he was having a fling with the nanny, which is so cliche.
Well, don't hire a hot nanny. I mean, just saying. Right?
Or don't marry a guy who would cheat on you with a nanny.
Well,
how about
that? You just go basic.
But I'm wondering.
Here's your nanny. It's her name is Mildred.
Anyway, Megan Edmonds, she posted a photo of herself not looking good on Instagram. And then Kyle Richards, who was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, was like, he's a POS and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like, I love it when
POS, now what is that stuff?
Okay.
Help me with that.
And I love it when celebrities comment on celebrities' posts. Right. Because it's like, oh my God, there's a cross-pollination. They're actually friends? Oh my God. I take pleasure from really dumb things.
She does. I mean, just say,
I'm glad we didn't have to say that.
But, yeah, that'd be a real POS.
Right,
you
exactly.
You would do that, Brian. Don't. But here's the takeaway for me.
Okay.
No matter what money they throw at you, LBF, do not become a housewife of Canton or Boston or whatever they throw. It's going to end terribly for you.
Yeah, I don't fit the suit either.
No, there's no bathing suits in, in Housewives of Canton. No, they're going to park us.
Yeah, all right, Ben Affleck had a pretty bad weekend because he's been sober for about a year, and he slipped up. He was filmed coming out of a Halloween party, stumbling, and then he was filmed the next day going to his ex-wife Jennifer Garner's house, and he actually admitted to TMZ paparazzi that he slipped up, but he's not going to let it get in the way of his sobriety.
He just had how many rehabs did he just get through?
He's been to three rehabs, and he just finished up a 40-day rehab last year.
That's terrible,
it's just
though.
Yeah, it's not.
That's terrible.
And I just want to give a shout out really quick, a thank you to David Joseph. He is a Boston fashion designer, and he made Lucy, my daughter's Halloween costume, and it's mermaids. She's a mermaid, but like Cher in the movie Mermaids.
Yeah, of course.
And she went to Club Cafe last night for their Halloween party. Lucy did. Lucy's only 16, but it's okay.
Was it hard to walk in fins?
It was a perfect little. It was, you know, fashion designer does it right. And thanks to Colleen Powers and Jim Rice for hosting and letting Lucy sing in her mermaid outfit.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
What
she got up on the
sing?
Stage. She sang Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
that's great.
Gypsies.
Love
Tramps and Thieves will be next time.
Good. All right. All the more. We're not going to allow you to do Housewives of Canton because I want that family to stay together.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. We can't have that. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
There you go. There's your dirty laundry.
That's a lot, don't you think?
No, I think you dissed.
I mean, geez.
Gee whiz. I'm ready for another load over here. Let's go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
And we know how the game goes. First of all, we're live here at Universal Orlando Resort to play the game, LBF. So that's going to be fun.
It sure is.
Yeah? We have Nicole. Is it Nicole Campos?
Yep.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So we're going to call you a play-at-home mom today.
Oh, that's good. I see
what
you did there.
She's playing at home.
Bob, you're good.
See, look at that. Professional talent there, Nicole. Nicole, you have a couple of youngsters at home?
Yep.
Now, what are their names?
Kristen and Savannah.
All right. So we ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds? You know how it goes. So if you get all 10 right, you win $1,000. There's always a consolation prize, okay?
Yep.
All right. So you ready? We're going to give you a count in 3, 2, 1.
In what state is Orlando located?
Florida.
What character does Millie Bobby Brown play?
Pass.
Peter Parker is the real name of this superhero.
Spider-Man.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, who lost $8,000? What sport is the focus of the movie Breaking Away?
Breaking Away? Path.
What's the world's fastest dog?
Greyhound.
What color flag is waved to indicate caution in auto racing?
Yellow.
The zodiac sign Capricorn refers to what animal?
A horse.
Which team won the 2018 World Series?
Red Sox.
What does 3 dots, 3 dashes, 3 dots mean in Morse code?
Pass.
What character does Millie Bobby Brown play?
She's a busy mom.
Pass.
Busy mom. All right, Brian, are you keeping the tally? How many did she get?
Five right.
Nicole, you're half right.
Only one wrong and a couple of passes.
What was the wrong answer?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay, so
I don't have the answers.
All right, the character Millie Bobby Brown plays is 11. That's on Stranger Things. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, who lost $8,000? Uncle Billy. Oh.
Every time, Uncle Billy.
You're like, jeez. Come on. What sport is the focus of the movie Breaking Away? That's bike racing.
Yeah.
The zodiac sign Capricorn refers to the goat.
We also would have accepted Tom Brady.
Oh,
the goat?
Yes, I would have.
Yes, you would accept Tom Brady.
What does 3 dots, 3 dashes, 3 dots mean in Morse code? SOS.
Always remember that, Nicole. Oh. SOS.
Yeah, I said no Capricorn. I was born in December.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a goat. Yeah.
You are the greatest of all time.
Yes, you are. But not today, Nicole.
No.
That's okay.
50% is good.
She's a stay-at-home mom. She's busy.
She's busy.
Not time to watch Stranger Things. That's what something that we do.
I know.
I've never watched that. My sisters do.
Oh, it's awesome. By the way, here at Universal, there's Halloween Horror Nights where we are, and there's actually a Stranger Things house, right? Morgan, you went through that? Thumbs up. It's incredible.
Yeah.
She
scary.
She went 11 times.
And she went alone.
Yeah. Yeah, not so much. All right, Nicole, nobody leaves here empty-handed. We're going to give you a nice pair of Six Flags New England tickets. Okay, how's that sound?
Great.
All right, for everybody else, go to sixflags.com/New England. If you want to play super smart in 60 seconds like Nicole did, just go to WROR.com, sign up there. It's 80s and more, 105.7 WROR. More from Universal Orlando Resort coming up.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Oh, yes. We're broadcasting live today from Universal Orlando Resort. Right here on Hollywood Boulevard. You made it, LBF.
I did, finally.
All those people said you'd never make it. No.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry. Anyway. All right. I kid. All right. Three cool things coming up. I'll tell you, an incredible restaurant we were at yesterday for lunch. Amazing.
And I'll tell you, an incredible bar we were at last night.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right. And I have a new favorite ride that you have got to ride.
Yes, amazing. All right, LBF, go ahead, hit us. What's cool?
Okay, this is a great bar. It's right. It's the Strongwater Tavern, and it's this, at the Sapphire Falls Resort. It has all these types of rums, first of all. They have like a Cuban-inspired menu, and what you can do is you can sit out on the patio with these fire pits and see the crazy people who are doing that Dr. Doom's Fear Fall.
Oh, yeah.
And you see this ride where they just drop the
people. Is that what you were doing last night?
That, well, you know, just
that
a little bit.
Fun.
It was
you can hear
really
their
fun.
Screams
yes,
in the distance.
Exactly. Plus, they have I know we have a big TV in Boston now at that Banners, but this TV is pretty huge. We watched part of the game on it last night.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was fun. But yeah.
That was good. And they had this coconut rice that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, right? You liked it?
Well, you said it was Cuban inspired.
Yes, right.
I had no
exactly.
idea. But
yep.
it was,
all the rum and stuff like that.
So there's really, really good food here at the park. Brian, what was your cool thing yesterday?
Well, you know, coming down here, I was excited to get back on the Incredible Hulk roller coaster, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But then we got on the brand new ride. It is in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Hogsmeade. And it's Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. And you ride Hagrid's motorcycle and sidecar. You know, you pair up. And you go through the Forbidden Forest, and it's amazing.
You know how they take pictures on the rides when you least expect it? You knew when the shot was.
Oh, no.
You're like, you didn't? You're smiling. You're beaming.
I was smiling that whole ride. It was amazing.
Like 12-year-old Brian Bell. Yeah. Just like, no, it is a great ride. We all went on it.
Yeah, and that one just opened. So, I mean, they're always opening new stuff here. It's just great. So if you've already been to the Harry Potter stuff, you got to come back and check out this one.
Yeah, that's one LBF didn't go on.
All right.
Yeah, but you watched my granddaughter, Caroline.
Yes.
That was nice.
I did God's work.
You did
while
God's
you guys were riding around. Okay?
That was God's plan. Yeah. My wife went on it. She wishes she was watching the baby, but that's fine. She made it through. That's one of the cool things is that, you know, when you do these rides, It's a sense of accomplishment.
It is.
Right. Yeah. Like Brian made me go on Hulk. Front row.
And you feel good about it.
Well, Brian, how many holy S's did I get out?
There were quite a few.
There were a few.
I think the 10-year-old girl sitting next to you learned a few new words.
No. Tell me. You know, tell me she didn't hear that. Holy. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, I couldn't help it. Anyway, so we're going to give you a chance to win an amazing trip for yourself, trip or two here. And when you do, we recommend you go to Confisco's restaurant. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Confisco.
We
had lunch.
Name.
Brian, when I do that, I'll cue you.
Okay.
So when we went to
Confisco.
Yes, we had an incredible lunch. We had hamburgers with pimento on it. And my daughter, Nicole, asked LBF because she ordered a Mediterranean sandwich. And Nicole said, "Are you a vegetarian?"
And I was like, no.
It was like the most insulting question LBF's ever been asked.
Well, I just want to be like, do I look like a vegetarian?
You were like, what did you just ask me, young lady?
Like, I'm obviously eating all the things, Nicole. Well, all the things.
Well, when you come here.
Thanks for asking.
So we really enjoyed that restaurant. So remember.
Confisco.
Yes. Sounds like a Univision.
Yeah,
well,
no,
you on the hill. Super Bad Blazo.
Yeah, so make sure you check it out.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian, broadcasting live from Universal Orlando Resort, where the weather is going to be hot, like too hot, 91 degrees.
That's hot.
That's
it. It was really hot yesterday.
It'd make you want to go to a pool or something.
Yeah.
You know, good thing there's so many of them.
I know.
Here.
They have them here.
Anyway, no, it's just terrific. Oh, boy. Hate to leave. But we must. But coming up after 9 o'clock, we give folks a chance to win a trip for two. You can do this yourself.
I know.
4 days, 3 nights, just take over.
Perfect getaway.
It really is because you get the 3-day passes. It's going to be great. So listen for the cue to call just after 9 o'clock, and it's going to be super easy. Guys, you know, I've been in the market for a house, so this survey really fascinates me. You know, it only takes 38 seconds for people to judge your house.
Wow,
when they walk in.
Well, wow.
It takes the average person 38 seconds to judge your house, according to a new survey. Guess what they notice first? LBF, what do you think they notice first when walking into your house to judge you?
Well, I'd say, like, clutter.
It's not clutter.
It's not clutter?
No. Nope. Brian?
I'd go for the kitchen layout myself.
No. Nope. It's very basic, guys. As soon as you walk in, you notice the smell.
Oh.
It's the smell of your house.
I'm always afraid of that in my house because...
Because why?
Yeah. You don't have dogs, so you know that.
Because it's an old house, Brian.
Sorry, that was
and
my
the
fart
basement
gun.
Is a dirt basement, and it can like it can
oh, it gets musty,
earthy.
It's got that earthy,
it's got that earthy, musty smell.
Old New England.
I know.
Yeah.
So
but
I
smell is number one thing they notice when they come into your house.
I would think it would be the worst if you notice the smell.
Yes, like that's the thing.
If you
like,
don't
if it's
notice
like
it,
neutral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it smells like you know cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That's nice. You know what? When you want to sell your house, that's what you should make it smell like.
I noticed
cinnamon
too,
buns,
like the wall colors, like the you know what they chose for.
Do you want to hear the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay, number five. If there's dirty dishes in the sink, now this isn't.
Guaranteed.
This is just when they come to visit you. Yep. This isn't you know trying to sell it, obviously. How comfortable the furniture is. Do you have nice, comfy furniture? Number three, whether or not the carpets have been vacuumed. You shouldn't notice that. The temperature's too. Are you cheap? Do you, you know.
Okay.
Do you keep it freezing in the winter and hot in the summer?
Yeah, no. Ours is pretty good temperature. Dave insists upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it starts smelling too earthy.
All right. Saying it's a fear. It's not necessarily true.
That's the smell.
There's some freshly tilled soil around
everybody
here.
Everybody thinks my house smells like a farm.
Go with that. Yes. Just go with that.
Great.
All right.
You said it.
Hey, we're just here to help. You know what? It smells like bacon in here.
Yeah,
you get
does.
Used to that because they've provided an awesome breakfast for us. And we are going to provide an awesome trip for you. Coming up, cue to call. Be listening for it just after 9 o'clock. By the way, all the details are at our website. Go to ROR.com or WROR.com. It's 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.